Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Brandon, how are you?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Nice.
How are you?
I'm good. We're recording this in advance, like we said last episode.
We're coming from the past to the future. Ooh. Wait, no, spooky season's over. Sorry.
Ghost of Christmas Past?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Christmas Carol did start off as a ghost story.
Literally, that's what it was called.
Go Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
I like him. He's carrying over the spooky season all year long.
He did it before Nightmare.
Yeah. He is the OG.
The OG Nightmare. Okay, we are talking, because we're recording this in advance, we're going to do things. We're not going to have news.
There's no news. Nothing's news because we don't. Contrary to popular belief, I am not a psychic.
What? I'm sure meals, items, and such were released and announced. And
delicious food. We're going to be eating in my face hole, but we don't know yet.
No, we don't know. I know. Hold on. There's news. Disneyland holidays has started.
Yeah.
Because starting on the 11th, and this comes out after that. So it started.
Great. Okay.
I bet it was festive.
Wow. It sure was. It was the most festive time of all.
But we are talking this week about our very last, for right now, Disneyland Land. Disneyland Land. And it's going to be a small episode for the small land.
It is very small land. And it's getting smaller, by the way.
Oh, well. We're going to talk Critter Country. Before we get to that, Brandon, do you have a nerd thing this week?
I do.
What's up?
Well, because it is no longer spooky season,
mm-hmm.
and it is moving towards festive season,
oh, ho, ho.
And also winter season.
Yes, oh.
I just picked up my ski pass.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going skiing.
Yeah.
Krista's not going skiing.
Nope. I like going on ski trips. They involve hot tubs and hot toddies and hot fireplaces and not being cold.
I like skiing. So, yeah, anyway, I have my new ski pass, and I'm very excited to go skiing.
Yeah.
I'm going to slap some wooden sticks on my feet and throw myself down a mountain.
That sounds so dumb.
Sounds awesome to me. This is why I like thrill rides, and Krista doesn't.
No, I like Small World.
How about you? Any nerd things? Nerdy nerd things?
I don't know. I keep looking at Disney holiday stuff. But I guess I can't say that for the next, like...
Yeah, okay, so didn't you just watch a documentary on how they change over Disney World?
Yeah, Disneyland and Disney World.
Oh, both, both.
So this,
okay.
It's on YouTube as well, but it is up on Disney Plus. And, it's how... So the stuff that gets done overnight, as well as, you know, the stuff that takes, you know, weeks to do. They look a little bit at Haunted Mansion. But what was really cool, actually, to me, what I really noticed was... some of it is like, you know, practicing for the parade, so obvious stuff, but some of it is you get to see what the snow-capped peaks look like when they're not on the castle.
Oh.
So there's stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool,
anyway, I liked it.
Cool behind the scenes
stuff.
It's
like 45 minutes or something like that on Disney Plus, so recommend watching that. That's a good one. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm smart.
Yep. I'm sure there was a new episode of Andor that was great.
Probably. I mean, Andor is just the greatest Star Wars that we've seen since.
You know what? I'm going to be
psychic.
Empire
Strikes Back.
I'm going to go ahead and be psychic and say, yes, it is.
just straight up is.
Yeah, cool.
Watch Andor.
I bet stuff happened.
Probably.
Yeah, I bet it was good. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a delicious, the same beer that I was drinking before.
Which is? Because this comes out a week after.
Yeah, I've been drinking this beer for a week. No, it's a travel pub.
Oh, because we're traveling.
Ale, yeah.
Oh, cool. Fun. Mm. Don't have a drink.
What?
I was...
Here, have some of this beer.
Oh, okay. I don't like this beer.
Yeah, I don't think you like that beer. Well.
No, that's very beery. Nuh-uh.
More from here.
Okay, fair enough.
For me. There you go.
Fair enough. Like I said, we're skipping the news, so let's head over to our main topic. At the park.
I hope you're ready for a short episode.
Yep. Small land. Small episode. So we are talking Critter Country.
I have a critter on my lap right now.
That's true. Our cat is helping you record. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We do have a land we haven't talked about yet, but we're saving Toontown till it reopens with all the changes.
Does Toontown really count as land?
Not right now, because it doesn't exist right now.
Mm-hmm. The new Toontown does look kind of cool, but yeah. anyway, that's going to be
the first thing we talk about in, well, not the first thing we talk, that's the first land we talk about in 2023, and then we're moving over to DCA. So we're finishing up the current Disneyland lands.
Landlands.
By talking about Critter Country. So, Critter Country only exists in Tokyo Disney and Disneyland.
Oh, it's in Tokyo Disney. Yeah, I did not know that.
Actually, there's some... Do you want to hear the Tokyo Disney stuff first? Because it's kind of cool.
Okay, yes. Let's talk about Tokyo Disney.
Tokyo Disney...
We're experts on Tokyo Disney.
Sure. Is the also a very, very tiny land. One of the busiest ones.
That tracks.
Splash Mountain is incredibly popular there. It's one of the most popular attractions there.
Are they also making over the Splash Mountain there?
I'm not sure about that, but the only things in Splash Mountain...
Because they're doing it in Disney World and Disneyland, but...
I don't know.
Oh, interesting. No. Okay. I'll stop interrupting you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Tokyo Disneyland only has Splash Mountain and the Beaver Brothers Explorer canoes, which used to be the Davy Crockett canoes, which we have. But the Beaver Brothers, this is the cool thing.
Beaver Brothers.
Okay, this is the cool thing. They have the
unfortunate name.
They have the Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, they do.
But not in Critter Country. It's in Western Land, their version of Frontierland.
Right.
But the backstory material from the Splash Mountain attractions in both California and Florida is like the theming of Critter Country in Tokyo. So the Beaver Brothers are actually characters that was part of the back of the theming for concept art in Critter Country here. And kind of the same way.
Not from Song of the South, just like.
In general.
Theming for the land.
Yes.
Disneyland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Because Song they of the like, South has yeah.
But so they took this like concept art backstory and made them into actual characters and like a focus of Critter Country in Tokyo. Isn't that cool?
Disneyland Tokyo takes real care with the Disneyland brand. Mm-hmm. Like it's really important for them. And it's good.
Well, we've seen this before with when they do, we talked about with them, that Haunted Mansion, as they took Tokyo especially, but other Haunted Mansions and Haunted Mansion versions, whether it's Phantom Manor or whatever, across all of the properties, they did a lot with concept art and initial thoughts, and they made those into the story, whether it's a character or whether it's a whole plot or something like that. So I think it's cool that that was a big focus of this one. But that those are the Beaver Brothers anyway, were examples of this.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's anyway, Tokyo.
That's cool. That's Tokyo.
Never been there.
Okay. No. Yet.
Yet. Yet. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So Critter Country was Bear Country from 1972 until 1989. Prior to 1972, so actually from just after opening, so from 1956 to 1971, what was on the area, it wasn't considered a retheming, it was considered like a redo, was the Indian Village.
Oof.
Yeah. So let's jump over that.
They did have some cool attractions there, and they did bring in some like actual Native Americans to do like actual Native American stuff.
Which was way ahead of the game.
That's but... It was still the 70s.
Yeah. At the latest, 1971 is when that closed.
Yeah.
So in 1972, Country Bears Jamboree opened, and that was the centerpiece of Bear Country, makes sense. But in 1989, Splash Mountain opened, and when Splash Mountain opened, the entire land was renamed, but also rethemed. They really limited the bears, so like you see some around, but they wanted to make it more critters. And this actually comes... Critter Country as like a name, but also the whole land, was inspired by a quotation from Song of the South from 1946.
Whoopsie.
But there's a line that says, where the folks are closer to the critters and the critters are closer to the folks. And that was just a new interpretation.
That's wholesome.
Yeah.
Just ignore everything else. Yep. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
So Country Bear Jamboree closed in Disneyland in 2001. It still exists in Disney World, but Critter Country doesn't. It's part of... Yeah, it's not part of that.
Well, yeah, Disney World's a little... It's quite a bit different, but that's fine.
So, but Country Bear Jamboree closed in 2001. In that spot, Winnie the Pooh, the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh attraction opened. Seriously underrated dark ride, by the way.
Yeah, and it's kind of tucked away, and it's a ride if you want to just get on and not have to wait in line.
Yeah.
You can just do it most of the time.
Most of it. Mm-hmm. At the most, you might have 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Generally a walk-on, though. So there are three attractions as part of Critter Country. There is the Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes, then the Winnie the Pooh and Splash Mountain. And of course,
Davy Crockett is Critter Country.
Yep,
eh?
It's listed as
Interesting.
Critter Country.
Mm-hmm. I would call that Frontierland myself.
It's Frontierland themed, I think fits better.
Yeah.
But I guess because of
where the launch area is. It's Frontierland. Whatever.
And then, of course, we have Splash Mountain being rethemed to Tiana's. Before we talk about that.
Yes.
We also
Splash Mountain is very Critter Country. Winnie the Pooh works with Critter Country. There's no Country Bear Jamboree anymore because Winnie the Pooh was like, no, I'm Winnie the Pooh. Look at me.
Winnie the Pooh is really good. Winnie the Pooh is really good.
Yeah, I like that dark ride. I do.
And you forget about it. Like, I love dark rides, but because it's the only one in the area.
Yeah, it feels like it should be in Fantasyland, but it's not. It's in Critter Country. So.
Well, so talk about that in a minute. So we have two merch stores that, like, they've come and gone, but the two that exist right now are Pooh Corner and the Briar Patch. One, of course, themed for Winnie the Pooh, and one, of course, themed for Splash Mountain. We technically have four places for food, but there's really only one restaurant. There's the Fruit Cart, the Harbor Gallery, Snacking Place, and then the big one, Hungry Bear. Right, which we talked about.
Because I'm Hungry Bear.
Our last episode, we talked about the Hungry Bear On The Go Fantasmic Dining Package. So, yeah, go listen to that. Hungry Bear is like, you've never eaten there, hey?
No, but it's a big place. They have nice big bathrooms as
great.
Well.
Yeah, we just sat there. But really great spot. Like, sit on the Rivers of America there, and you watch, like, the Mark Twain go by.
It's a nice big patio.
It's super nice. Mm-hmm. It's in the shade, a bunch of it. Yeah,
and
it's
they have,
really
like,
good.
Hearty desserts and lots of honey,
honey-themed
stuff.
They have
stuff. Yeah.
It's very, like, southern down home, like a good place for, like, a burger. I used to go and get, like, a chicken salad there. Like, there's some stuff.
Salads are for quitters.
Okay. Now we can talk about it. Okay. So, we've seen concept art now. D23 this year, we had quite a bit of concept art, actually. Including
full
a little model.
Full mm-hmm. diorama, yep. Yeah.
So, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is retheming, is a retheme of Splash Mountain. Things to keep in mind. The track is the same.
Oh, yeah.
The mechanics are the same.
Same ride. It's going to be the same ride.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to have different animatronics and decorations.
This takes place.
And no zippity doo die.
No zippity doo die.
No, it's not allowed anymore.
It's too bad. I actually, like, skip the song.
It's a good song.
At least keep it in, like, they used to have it in the Esplanade and stuff like that. But nope, it's completely gone from the tracks. Anyway.
I have thoughts on that.
I do too. But anyway, we've expressed our thoughts on that. Anyway, I'm not opposed to the retheming here. I'm not necessarily in favor of this particular retheming, but I'm also reserving judgment.
I would have gone with Moana.
Yeah, Moana fits like Adventureland more, though.
Adventureland, it's close to Adventureland. Mm-hmm. It's a water theming.
Well, you know, the one that would have fit the best was actually Pocahontas.
Yes, yes.
She's literally in a canoe and goes off a
waterfall.
That
has its own problematic past,
I know,
so.
But it would have fit perfectly. Anyway, there's animals. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So here are my concerns with Tiana's. This takes place. If it took place while she is a frog.
It's not. No.
No, I know. Mm. That would have been fine because it's Critter Country.
Yeah.
This takes place after the events of the movie.
Yeah.
So she is now human. Now, she does go through the bayou, so there are critters. So I'm wondering if maybe it'll still be okay. But
We believe the plot is she's looking for, like, a special ingredient for her restaurant to go through the bayou.
I don't know. I'm reserving judgment. If they really...
It'll still be the same ride. It'll still be fun. I'm not sure about the theming.
if they lean into the animals and stuff like that, it'll be fine. Here's my concern. My concern is twofold, threefold. First of all, bayous tend to not have waterfalls. So my thought process is it's going to be like a magical thing.
Hopefully it is a magical thing.
Like we have magic and then we drop. Right? So it's like...
Hopefully they bring back some voodoo
Mama Udi and stuff like that at that point. Mama Udi is coming back as the voice. So I'm hoping that like, oh, we have a height of magic and that's when you do your little climb and then the spell happens and then we drop.
Well, Mama Udi's one thing. I want some Dr. Facilier action. I need a strong villain.
Well, we'll see, because I don't know. He went with his friends on the other side.
So yeah. Oh, I know. I want him to come back.
So that's my concern number one. If they do that way, though, it's okay. So I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. Concern number two. It was very important when the mountains were opening that they were all called Blank Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
This I have a concern with, because right now it's just called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. There's no Splash Mountain. Now I'm hoping, even in little writing, it is Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Splash Mountain or something like that. There's Space Mountain, Matterhorn Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I mean, the only one that's not actually called Mountain is Matterhorn, but Matterhorn's like just the original mountain. It's like a mountain.
Yeah. So anyway, it's that is something that, and that's more that it mattered to like Walt and like previous Imagineers. So I want like as a nod, you know what I mean? I want them to keep.
Yeah, they started with the Matterhorn, and it was called the Matterhorn, but it was clearly a mountain based on the Swiss Alps Matterhorn. And then they did Space Mountain, Big Thunder, Splash
and that's
Mountain.
That is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yes.
But it was important when they were naming Space Mountain particularly, they wanted to keep it all mountain named. So...
Splash Mountain was the last one.
Yes. But, like, I'm saying that originated when they were doing Space Mountain.
Mm.
So, like, I want them to at least keep that somewhere as a nod. And then the third thing, and this is the big one, which we can discuss a little bit. If it takes place afterwards, like, that's in New Orleans. And Splash Mountain is part of Critter Country right now, which is fine, but it's butted up against New Orleans Square.
And it's gonna flow really well, but how do they separate New Orleans from Critter Country? Is Critter Country still gonna even exist? As that's the marquee attraction of Critter Country.
And that is the concern. If Tiana's limps over, well, not limps over, like, but shifts over to be New Orleans, are they really just going to keep Winnie the Pooh? Because then that's all. And, okay, Davy Crockett, but that's, like we said, that's mostly Frontierland anyway.
You can make that Frontierland, like, tomorrow. And no one will blink an eye.
Critter Country, then, is only Winnie the Pooh over there. They do have a little meet and greet area.
Which is very cool.
It's one of the best meet and greet areas.
Yeah,
it's really nice back there. But, like, are they really going to, in a place like Disneyland where that space is such a premium.
It is.
Are they really going to have a whole land for just this little tiny little Winnie the Pooh attraction?
Not to mention that little tiny area butts up against Star Wars Land, which is very, very popular.
Right. So there's been a lot of conjecture that maybe that goes away. Which means one of two things. Either we lose Winnie the Pooh, which would be really sad and a shame, or we lose something else and Winnie the Pooh moves in there. And in Disney World, what was on the chopping block?
Well,
what got chopped?
It got chopped real hard and it was a wild ride.
Yeah, so Mr. Toad's is gone in Disney World. There is one attraction they have not updated of the dark rides in Fantasyland, and it is Mr. Toad's.
And you could tell, too.
Yeah. Now, I love Mr. Toad's.
But I'm nervous. I am a little...
for it to go. I honestly think that the way it's looking is that Tiana's going to become New Orleans. We're going to lose Critter Country in an expansion of Galaxy's Edge. And I'm not mad at expanding Galaxy's Edge. I actually think they wouldn't even need to retheme it too much. They could keep it like, I don't know, like...
Ewok.
Yeah, exactly.
Do some Endor stuff.
Yeah, do
Endor style stuff. I know it's still...
It doesn't need to be Endor.
It's
going to
be Batuu, but...
That feeling to it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I would be really sad if that happened. I really hope that there's enough animals in this that you can just keep a Critter Country and then it's fine. But I would not be surprised if then Winnie the Pooh moved into where Mr. Toad's is.
I will argue against the possibility of that just slightly.
I hope so.
Mr. Toad has seen a little bit of a resurgence lately, mm-hmm. even in Disney World. Mm. They kind of like disavowed Mr. Toad in yes. Disney World mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yep.
He's recently come back. He's got statues. He's got a little meet and greet.
Well, that's good. He should. Didn't they have a popcorn bucket of him or something like that? Yeah,
something like that. There's a lot more Mr. Toad action on the East Coast where there's not a ride.
Well, when they were closing Mr. Toad's, there was like, there were protesters. So I honestly don't know. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to updating Mr. Toad's. The other thing is, it's not just a matter of like taking a crane and picking up an attraction and moving it. Like, that's a different footprint. They'd have to reconfigure Winnie the Pooh as well.
Yeah. I don't see that.
Anyway, if it happens, it's way down the road, but it does make me nervous.
It's something to think about. Yeah. It's something to think about.
Now, Splash Mountain is tied for one of my three favorite rides.
The good news is it's still going to be the same ride. I will still eat the bromide water at 9 p.m. at night by mistake.
It's the first inside. It's the bare butt drop. It's the bare butt drop every time.
Don't forget.
Bare butt drop.
The middle drop is the worst. Don't forget.
Every time.
Oh.
Now, I guess the positive is if it becomes New Orleans, all three of my favorite attractions will be in New Orleans Square.
That does make it easier for you.
Yeah, they are still side by side regardless.
Then you can just say, New Orleans is my favorite land.
Mm-hmm. I did say that when we ranked all our lands.
You did, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else to add here about Critter Country? Like we said, short episode for the small little land.
You don't have like some trivia or...
Sure.
Some...
Yeah, I have trivia.
Oh, you do?
I can have trivia. Hold on. I'm going to have actual trivia here for you.
Oh.
Yeah. I know, you were probably just expecting me to say, like, which critter are you? Or something.
I'm Briar Fox.
Okay. Question number one. Originally, Splash Mountain's working title was the blank run. Fill in the blank. What was its original title?
Briar Patch.
So it was the Briar Patch Run.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. When riding the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, when the beehive crosses from the area featuring the Heffalumps and Woozles, if you look behind and above you, what will you see?
Well, probably the heads from the Country Bear Jamboree. You got like they're mounted on the wall and yeah, Country Bear Jamboree. Easter egg.
Another nod to a past attraction at Disneyland is Rufus the Bear. Originally, when you were entering Bear Country, a hibernating bear named Rufus could be heard in a cave nearby.
Scary.
Rufus still exists. Where can you find him now in Critter Country?
In the Hungry Bear restaurant.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Let's go with that.
All right. Those are your three questions.
Okay.
Trixie.
Some interesting trivia. This is not a question for you because I already showed you.
Oh, yeah.
You can also find, allegedly,
mm-hmm. allegedly.
The smallest hidden Mickey
mm-hmm.
on one of the signs for Splash Mountain. So can it might not exist. It might not exist.
No, because
anymore.
That's been reconfigured. So explain where it was.
It's where the fast passes used to be on the back entry for Splash Mountain. So it's still there right now. Like, you could go tomorrow and see it, but when they redo it for Tiana's, I don't know if it'll still, because
that's
be there.
Being because
it's on a sign mm-hmm. that's saying like Splash Mountain is here, and it's a little tiny hidden Mickey.
Yeah, you showed me mm-hmm. When we
and
were
it was
there.
Small you know, wasn't yeah, it yeah, it was very like small almost, yeah. smaller than my thumb.
Yep very tiny. But yeah, you have to know where to look for that mm-hmm. one, which I like stuff like yeah. that. Yeah, that was really cool. I was so excited. I waited for 2 years to find that out.
Yes, you did. I was like, I know where the smallest hidden Mickey is. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay. Anything else to add about Critter Country?
I want a honey-tasting funnel cake from Hungry Bear.
That was a seasonal thing. I don't know if they have those. Although they did have honey cold brew.
I could go for a honey cold brew, right?
Although, again, that might be seasonal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that is our show for this week. Our special short, we're on vacation, recording in advance show.
Go small landlands.
Small landlands.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to do the outro. I'm supposed to do the outro. So, mm-hmm. that's our show for this week. Thanks to El Mule, because he rocks.
He does. And rolls.
And he rocked and rolled our intro song at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. By the way, we have an episode where we talk to him.
We do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you check out our website, we have listed, we have kind of organized some of our favorite episodes, and you can see that one on there.
Yeah. You did a good job on the website. Thanks. Like laying out all the good episodes. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're all good.
But we did organize like our most popular, some of our most favorite ones we did. And yeah, we did we do have
they're not the same. Do we have bad taste or does the audience have
some of them are the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not all of them.
All our episodes are good. Come on.
And then we have them organized by different specific like themes. Like we have all the blind date ones are listed and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, the blind date ones are good. You got to check those out.
Yeah. Well.
Except the zombie one. That's
anyway.
Anyway. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, that's awesome. But if you haven't, you should probably do that.
Because you want to be awesome.
Because you want to be awesome. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, you should probably recommend that they listen to us.
Because they want to be awesome, too.
Like if they would like to listen to us, it'd be rude to not tell them to. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Be very rude.
True.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are we doing next episode?
Black Panther Wakanda Forever is out.
It is, yeah.
And so...
What does that mean?
We are going to be talking... That is the end of MCU Phase 4.
It is, yeah.
So we're going to be doing...
Which is a big deal.
That is a huge deal. So we're going to be doing a little bit of a... Like a rundown, kind of summarizing. Also giving thoughts about like some of our favorites. And hopefully we'll have seen Black
Panther. It's probably Spider-Man.
Or WandaVision.
Yeah, WandaVision's pretty good.
So what's interesting is this is the first phase where we have the shows as part of it. Yeah. So we're going to actually give basically a crash course in MCU Phase 4.
If you look at it, Phase 4 has like more hours of content than Phase 1 through 3 combined.
Yeah, just because of the shows.
Because of all the shows.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be like crash course in Phase 4, maybe picking a couple favorites. And then we'll talk a little bit about Black Panther. We probably won't avoid spoilers. I don't know.
Yeah, well, light spoilers.
So we'll keep it vague.
Yeah.
Fair? Yeah, we won't go like, just it's go not going to be in-depth.
Just
or anything.
Go watch Black Panther. Everybody's going to be watching Black Panther.
Right. It's we won't be going in-depth analysis of that. We're going to be giving more Phase 4 at a glance, but that's part of Phase 4, so we'll be talking about it too.
It's a big deal. Just watch it.
Just watch it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? I'm going to have to cut that out now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.